When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tatum and welcome to the podcast. And when I recently haven't been making fun of Rod because he threatens violence against me, so today I'm gonna roast Whit. And by saying, Whit, this is the darkest room I've ever been in. What's going on here?
What the hell? I'll turn on another light. Jeez.
Well, he only has the one light, and it's...
Wait, it's why dim. Is it so dark in here?
He tries to keep the mood... There we have go. A nice mood.
Okay.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
That is what Rod's been dealing with this whole time! That really fucking sucks!
I would love to see Clay try and roast the light in my apartment.
Oh my God! Right out the gate, you just made fun of me!
Yes.
And you don't even make fun of Rod, and his hair's not even been parted down the middle.
Can
of
I
weeks.
Not tell you what happens?
He says he's gonna beat me up.
Rod, what is it up with that, dude? It pisses me off every time I see you. I get mad in a way that
I just don't do anything to my hair, and I'm sorry.
Rod, okay, cool. But yeah, don't do anything
now.
To your
I'm
hair.
I'm doing it now.
But then don't get your best friend to cut your hair. How about
exactly.
that, Rod?
You bleached my hair.
Exactly.
I think it looks great.
If
I love
you want,
my hair.
If you want to just like let your hair go willy-nilly, have some stranger.
Who's Willy Nilly? Who does?
Wait,
isn't that Willy Nilly's the guy who does the country songs?
That's yeah. Chili Willy.
No, you're thinking of Willie Nelson.
Rod's gone. Rotten.
Don't say Willie around Rod.
Oh, sorry, forgot.
Reminds him.
He wants to show you his.
Yeah, homie. Yeah. It reminds him of what he's got in his pants.
Yeah.
Come in here,
CJ.
CJ's here. He's stomping around my house. In my office.
There's like three doors up here.
CJ, get on. Get on the podcast.
We're doing the podcast. CJ's late, as always.
Do you have a lighter?
No.
I brought two weeds, so I could be funny.
Well, you're by the time this thing's over, you're not even going to be stoned. CJ.
CJ's getting
about
here.
Weed.
What's up, man?
He brought a bag
you
of candy.
Candy.
He brought a big candy
so
bag.
CJ.
Oh, CJ,
why are you late?
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep at night? And then
I'm
you woke.
Freaking tired.
Yeah.
CJ's dressed like a dad from like a movie from like 1993.
That's my dream.
Put the mic to your face, my man. Pretend it's a pipe.
I have to start by saying something.
What?
Okay. I caught Clay.
Yeah, he caught
skateboarding
me.
At 8 a.m.
Yeah, he caught
what
me.
What in the absolute hell?
I got caught.
And you didn't invite Whit?
No, he did.
I invited Whit. He said it was
what?
Too early.
I thought you were shooting something. I could not believe that you'd be doing an extracurricular activity so early
rare.
In the morning.
Why were you
like, it was like in a movie when someone rubs their eyes to see if they saw it correctly.
It was
well, I always joke with CJ, like, what would he do if he just got a text from Clay, like, saying, like, what are you up to? Or, like, checking, hey, man, hadn't seen you in a while, what's up?
What are you getting up?
What would you do, Siege? You can put that on the windowsill behind you.
Yeah.
I'd freak out.
The match, not the
I joke. Couldn't believe it either. But then also then Clay saw me on a business call.
Yeah.
In the park.
That's all CJ does is he's like, yo, yeah, man, this movie's hilarious. Oh, but don't be. And then someone calls him and goes, yes, hello, CJ here. Oh, yes, I think that would be lovely. I must send you a gift basket.
Yeah.
He like goes,
what was the phone call about?
He said that. I heard him say that to somebody once.
I gotta send you a gift basket.
Did
Listen,
you?
I have freaking eight personalities.
What's in the gift basket?
I don't even know what that call was about.
I can probably tell you.
Probably something about
like
work.
A basketball.
About Kyrie's sketch about a guy mixing them up with a Kobe shoe or something.
Putting the wrong shoelaces in something. I don't know.
What happens when you put the wrong shoelaces in your butt? Something like that.
Yeah. You wish.
Oh my God.
I freaking wish it was that absurd.
Did y'all see the video of the guys who don't know how to fist bump? Or one guy doesn't know how to fist bump?
That sounds great. Thing is, we can make fun those videos all we want, but they're always the funniest videos.
Yeah, we'll never do anything funnier than that.
Yeah.
We'll never do anything funnier not never have known in
so
our
CJ,
lifetime
what
a fist
what were
bump
you doing?
Is.
You were running? Do you run every morning?
No.
What were you doing?
You I'm not in my best.
You
shape
look
these
like
days.
Yeah, that's true. You look like you were on an Olympic team.
No, it
from
looked
a country
like I
ran
moved
by kids
for the first time in 8 days, and that's why I was sweating from just pure walking.
He was on a business call.
Oh, I thought you were sweating.
Oh, you know who I was on the
down
phone?
Your Kyrie sketch.
No, shut your ass up. What I was doing was I was talking to my accountant, who I have been avoiding for 6 months. The day before taxes were due.
Wait, do you do taxes, CJ?
I started when I had money a few years ago.
Okay.
How long did you go without doing your taxes?
2 years.
Yeah.
Did you get
I did. I just had to get on a payment plan where I had to pay like $10 a month for like 4 years.
That's messed up.
I thought CJ looked cool though.
Can I ash this?
Yeah, just a sec. Okay.
And honestly, I stopped smoking weed and drinking. But I said, you know what? I'm gonna go hang out with the American Arts Culture Review
people, so
where I can really
get the
let
narcotics
loose.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
Where I really let loose because no one listens to this.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's rude. You're
no,
rude to
you
us.
Know what?
We're
no,
friends.
Why? Reason why I wanted to come on is because I've been really thinking about Malignant since we saw it.
Balakma? What did you say?
Malignant.
You mean Balakma?
No.
Balakma.
Did Clay even see it?
No, he won't go see it. I tried to get him to see it for three
full days. I screwed up because I wanted to see it. Because one time I saw James Wan opening title credits, and I thought it looked cool. And I was like, maybe he makes
doing that with this.
Maybe he makes good movies. I didn't know about it. So maybe that was gonna be the first one I tried. And then I saw a YouTube video about it.
What was the James Wan?
What?
Movie?
It was Incessant or something.
Insidious.
Insidious.
Never seen
it. And
that.
Here's the thing.
Cool opening titles.
We'll get to it. The twist, it's not even that crazy. It's just the way they show it is...
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like so funny.
And then, yeah, the movie goes off the rails.
There's so many videos about, like, is this movie funny on purpose? What do you think?
Yeah, but I think that James Wan guy knows.
I mean, I think
does.
It must be funny on purpose.
I don't fucking know, dude.
You know,
I think that's what makes it so fun to watch.
You know what I was?
No way to know.
You know what I was thinking about with those types of movies and the movies that like are now considered horror classics, and you rewatch them, and it's just the most disgusting.
Right,
he
said horror classics.
Oh,
horror.
Okay.
It's like you know when
Rod Steven started like going through his cash.
You know when you're at like the lunch table as kids and you're trying to like top each other with the most disgusting stuff or like scary stuff or
yeah, Clay would
stuff.
Poop in his hand and show
would,
it to me.
No, I would show everyone Rod's address.
Yeah, internet search.
No,
history.
I would write down Rod knows your address and pass it around.
What the hell?
Wait, and you do that before you knew
guys. I was going in a real film theory here.
Yeah, before. What were you saying? Yeah.
No, I'm just saying it's just like, hey, we spent millions of dollars making the craziest, stupidest idea.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
just
somebody
absolute commitment to like a first crazy idea.
Well, somebody said it's like a perfect movie for a guy who just got his like Hollywood blank check kind of like because he did Aquaman and that was such a huge hit that they were like, all right, what's next? And
he did Aquaman, yeah.
Backwards yeah. Man. Backwards Man, the movie.
I thought he was a scary man.
No, but then he did Aquaman.
But the details of, and then...
Waterman. Sorry.
Like, Waterman. You know when you ask somebody and they have this crazy idea and you're like, okay, but then why this? And then they come up with an excuse. And then it just, like, and then it disappeared into her skull. It's like...
Man, there's some stupid shit.
Yeah,
Clay, it's still
worth...
We pushed
it back into her skull.
I think it's still worth watching.
Yeah, I'll see. I saw...
What was the video that you saw?
I saw a lot of the video, and I also saw something in the third act that looked like The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did not see that coming.
Nope.
Well, there's a karate scene.
Yeah, there is just a nice
and,
karate
yeah, so
scene.
And, yeah, so this guy, for some reason... So what this movie is a girl is pregnant, and she loses the baby, and her husband's mean to her.
Can we do spoilers? I know people...
Yeah, this is all spoilers, so yeah. Fast forward to the... end of the podcast if you don't want any spoilers.
Sorry, there's also passing around.
So, like, he's abusive and, I don't want any. And, pushes her and then he bonks her head against the wall because yeah. He's mean.
Why you do that?
Because he's mean and he hits her all the time. And she doesn't like that, obviously. And then in the middle of the night, a creature comes in through the lights, right. The electrical fixtures. And kills him. Pretty much tries to rip his head off.
What? Yeah.
And that was, you know what, they showed the monster of this whole thing in so many different ways where you're like, is it a shadow? Is it
some sort of like a slasher? Form using like static is what I was thinking.
Yeah. But then at the end, it's not. It's just her behind. It's her ass.
Yeah, so then...
Her ass did all that?
So
yeah,
but it opens with this old footage of like...
She got a strong ass.
It opens with this flash... It's not a flashback, I guess, but in a hospital from like the early 90s, and there's like... A kid who's like murdering people and breaking arms and all this stuff. You don't see the kid though; you just see the kid's feet.
Yeah,
and they're saying, "Gideon, no, Gabriel,
Gabriel,
Gabriel."
Yeah.
Stop.
She's on the phone with this Gabriel guy.
Huh?
Yeah, because he can control electricity, so he calls.
Oh,
right,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, the kid.
That's another layer of like that's a whole different movie.
This kid Gabriel can control electricity. And then, so now you're seeing Gabriel in real life, and he's, like, transforming into static and climbing around all over the place and popping on things, and he's killing all the doctors who, like, worked on him when he was a kid. And you're like, wow, how did he get his powers, though? His light-transforming powers.
The powers? He's just, like, a evil...
How can he talk?
He's an evil demon.
He can chime in through the radio, so, like, he can't talk... Uh-huh. But he can get that. He can make a voice come out of the amplifier.
He's got Bluetooth.
Like Baba.
He's basically Bluetooth.
He's basically Baba Booey.
Yeah, this is Attack of the Killer Bluetooth, the movie.
And his voice is, "I'm gonna get ya." And
no, it's Boff.
It's Boff?
Yes, with Baba Booey.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Baba Booey. Yeah.
I know what Baba Booey is because you say it all the time.
Well, you don't know Boff?
No.
Hi, Boff.
What's that?
No, what are you talking about?
His teeth are too big, so that's how he says it.
These Sour Patch Kids are great.
Oh, I know.
So.
You shouldn't have brought them. I want to get two more, and you can't give me
more. Well, anyway, he kills all the people who helped him out when he was a kid.
Who forced him into the skull.
So well, we don't know about that.
But how big is her damn skull? I was so mad.
And you're like, what did these guys. Maybe they just bailed on him or something? I don't. Maybe they tried to kill him. Uh-huh. I don't fucking know.
No, they cut him off.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that. I'm not there yet. And the whole every time this guy is sneaking out killing all these people, the girl is asleep, the main girl.
Guy with the Baba Booey powers?
Yeah. And the guy the Baba Booey powers at one point kidnaps a woman, a middle aged woman, puts her in some attic or some like upstairs creepy place. Mm-hmm.
The woman isn't much older than the main woman, and that'll come into play later.
And you're like, huh, all right, that's interesting. Why is that happening? And then he's bouncing around. Yeah, bouncing around and killing all these people. And he has karate powers when he kills people. And he walks kind of funny.
Wait, this is how early into the movie are we?
I have breaking news. Breaking news. There's a Swedish fish in the damn Sour Patch Kids.
What the hell?
What?
Hurry up, take a picture.
Yeah, we're going to want to remember this.
Wait, don't. CJ is trying to.
This is a movie within the movie.
Oh, he's doing a smile. Yeah, a little smile there.
This is going to be good.
Lower your mic.
That's a good podcast.
What is this, CJ?
Swedish fish found inside the Sour Patch Kids. Is it a picture or a video?
What do you think, my man?
All right, that's it. Let's move on. Okay. Chapter 4 of the film.
Yeah, so they're bouncing around, having fun. I don't know.
Well, how far into the movie are we
halfway
now?
Through.
Sorry, I'm getting lost. We're already halfway through.
Through? At this
we're
point,
only 13 minutes into the movie.
The detective is on his...
We got into this movie quick.
So, okay.
The movie, there's something that happens
asking
every
any questions.
Okay, here's a question for you.
What? What's the question?
I said what?
Well, what's the question?
So this girl had a goober in her head?
Yeah.
We don't know about that yet. We're not there yet.
We're
already halfway through the movie. We don't know
the
shit.
Girl, the girl has a sister who's like sort of helping out. She finds some old tapes with her mom, and it's like this girl, her older sister is like talking to someone all the time.
This is gonna be a really stupid question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaff tape?
What do you mean?
Was it gaff tape she found? Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, VHS tape.
VHS
oh,
tapes, yeah.
Here's as you're in this part, this is what I was trying to like think about and dissect. Okay. I was so mad in the movie. I was like, this movie is trash. It doesn't know what it is. because they did, like, okay, is it Static Man? Is it Shadow Man? Is it the Devil? Bluetooth is it Man? Monster? Is Bluetooth?
Probably.
You know, all these classic genres. And I was like, they're trying to do a damn mishmash. And it kind of led to the reveal being like, okay, that's the stupidest shit ever. And then I'm like, oh, that's all kind of genius.
And it's fun. No, it's not genius, but it's funny. It's definitely funny.
And there were laughs. Everyone in the theater laughed.
Everybody was enjoying it. It was really fun. So, the girl, the little sister, who's maybe like 25 or something, has VHS tapes going through it. It turns out her older sister's always talking to someone when she's young. She was adopted. She was 8. She has no memories before that. And then she goes to some insane asylum where she parks dangerously close to the edge of a cliff. And everybody laughed at that in the theater. It doesn't come into play in any way.
It's just really funny.
It builds suspense. Yeah. And then she finds more VHS tapes of the surgery that her sister had.
They loved filming shit back then.
Yeah. And the surgery that her sister had, it's revealed, they found
a goober in there.
They found a goober was growing on her back, her brother, her Siamese twin brother, conjoined. Twin.
They just let a home video camera into the most horrific surgery known to man.
And it's just like crazy shrimp.
You mind if I
bring
in my mini DV?
Yeah, he's a shrimp looking guy. He got tiny little arms.
Shrimp looking guy with tiny little arms who's mean as hell. Ooh, this sucker.
So freaking
and
mean.
This little sucker can control because they share the same brain or something.
Well, they got this little goober on high 8.
Ooh, they got him on high 8.
Guess what?
What's up?
The little goober guy grew up to like rock and roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he gets, the first thing he does when he gets awoken is get a leather trench coat.
He really does.
What?
He at some point killed a bunch of people when shopping for a leather.
Wait, I'm just confused. How big is this? Can you tell me the size of the goober?
Well, let me tell you, because we haven't even gotten to what
I'm
the
confused.
Twist is. So they cut this goober
There's
off.
There's not a door. That wasn't the twist?
No. Oh, not, you don't know the other extra tip. They cut
There's
the goober
even more
off.
Of a twist.
They cut the goober off.
How big is the goober? So you
he's
put the goober in your hands.
Tall. No, he's the width.
He
the
found a 3 foot goober.
The length from a back to the top of a skull of like
but
an 8-year-old.
But inside,
it's a whole other person.
Like pushing her organs.
No.
She's grown. He's just grown on the back of her. Like, as if she's giving somebody a piggyback, right?
It is so.
How long do they know about
it? But facing the other way.
Wait, how long?
They know about it from the day she was born.
And when did she get the surgery?
When she was 8.
So 7 years old, they're cool with it. 8 years old, they're like,
No.
I think
the whole time she's in, like, a science lab. They're studying her.
They pushed it back in.
Well, hold up. So they chop it off, but they couldn't chop the head off of the goober.
Because they share the brain.
Because they share the brain.
Okay.
So they have to, they open her skull up and they push the goober into the skull.
Push him right in.
You know, when your mom tells you to clean your room and you just push it all in the closet?
Oh, yeah, they did that with the goober.
With the extra goober man.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, cut that thing off. Okay. They pushed it into her head.
Because they knew she was going to wake up and be like, where's the head? And they're going to go, wow, we don't know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we took care of that.
But in reality, they just like put it under her head.
Yeah.
So Gooberman has been in her.
Wait,
head.
How did we find out?
They
see the video.
It,
so they're recording the tape. Uh-huh. They bring the tape home.
Yeah.
They go.
Oh frick! I forgot about this one tape. That's has like the most craziest
has
thing.
All
ever.
Of the information we need. Yeah. So then, her little sister runs and is like, "Oh my god."
The goober's in her head.
Goober is in her head, and when she got hit in the beginning of the movie by her husband. Mm-hmm. And got her head bonked, it awoke the goober. And immediate first thought for the goober was, I gotta go get me a leather trench coat. Yes.
It really did.
And then the whole time.
And gloves.
This goth goober.
I mean, sometimes, you know, that's how humans work. You hit them hard enough, they turn into a goober.
Yeah. This goober this whole time has been running around backwards. Uh-huh. Like backwards, man.
Okay.
Which is why goober looks funny when he walks.
Who's backwards man?
Goober.
It's her body. It's her body.
Who's the original backwards man?
Tom Green.
Is he related to Tim Brown?
What?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's on the back of Goober's head is the girl's face, because when she goes to sleep, she relaxes and then Goober can
Goober
wake
takes
up
over.
Take over.
Even control her mind, make her think she's seeing other things.
Yeah. Which still doesn't explain why Goober can do Bluetooth.
But sometimes Goober takes the wheel, is what you're telling me.
At night. And when Goober takes the wheel, Goober goes and kills all of his old doctors. Because I don't know about you, but when I mean, Clay, you had surgeries when you were 7.
Oh, yeah. I will track them down and attempt murder.
You remember all those doctors?
Of course.
You remember their first and last name.
Well, I think if a doctor pushed me into the back of my sister's skull, I think I remember him.
Yeah, so you think Goober the whole time was just chilling in there, just being like, I'm bored as fuck. Yeah,
and then he got powered. Remember how he got powered up?
He got bonked on that.
He got powered up. He absorbed the fetuses.
Right.
She had three miscarriages.
No one tells her that. She just assumes.
Oh.
Or how does she learn that?
Somebody told her.
Well, she just randomly goes to her sister when her sister...
The little sister decides this, right?
When Goober's taken over and doing all this Matrix shit in a hospital and flipping things over with his super Goober strength, the little sister goes, I know you're in there, whatever your name is.
Gabriel.
No, to the sister.
Oh, yeah.
Maddie, I think.
Yeah.
I know you're in there, Maddie. Gabriel took the life force of all of your... babies who didn't survive, and that makes the sister push Goober out of her and is like, I don't want to deal with you no more, Goober.
Yeah,
pushes Goober back into her skull.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You believe that? And but
did you have thought of something this cool?
Yeah,
he also has a little face on his.
He has a little eye and a little tooth.
Yeah,
you know what this kind of reminds me of? Imagining my man writing this.
Huh.
Feels like he wanted to write this before he went pee, but he really had to go pee, so he's just trying to write this as fast as he can.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't want it to be boring, so he's just adding as much as he could.
I think it's 9 movies that he got rejected before Aquaman that he decided to make in one.
Oh.
Could be. I think, honestly, it's him just having fun.
I don't know if my man's ever been rejected.
So wait, will you look it up? His first movie was Saw, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, he'd been on a jackpot, and he's young, too. Like, he's, like, 40 years old, and so he made Saw when he was, like, early
20s. I saw
20s.
Saw, for some reason, I feel
wait,
professor.
He's young? He's 40? I'm young. I'm 14.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. You're younger than him.
I saw Saw before it was, like, bought by a distributor from James Wan, and I was blown away. And it was, like, a big deal. For some reason, this film professor in my hometown, I was friends with him, he goes, hey, you'd love to screen it for the school. And I went, I had heard about it because I saw a sign on a college campus.
Uh-huh.
As a high school kid, I went and saw. I was like, whoa, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
So CJ grew up in Hollywood, basically.
Basically is what you're trying to tell me.
What are you doing walking around a college campus? You have a friend whose friend is with the distributor?
Not my friend, but it was a film professor who knew him.
Oh, nice.
How old are you?
I was 17 or 18.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Dude, the one part where you didn't mention is when the detective chases Backwards Man down into the underground world in Seattle, and he somehow is able to jump like 50 feet high into the air.
It's like Kevin Bacon in, was it Footloose? And when he goes into the warehouse.
Yeah.
And he's able to do gymnastics.
Yeah. But no, this guy can jump like...
Wait, so what's it? Sorry for asking so many questions.
He's super powered with his evil.
How big is Goober now?
Goober, imagine you crack open the back of my skull.
Yes.
And you got one little eye in there and a couple little teeth.
Yeah.
And now that is now me. Now that guy, he's awake and he makes me go to sleep and then he just walks around like this.
Oh, wait. So you are Goober.
Yeah.
But you just walk around backwards.
Yeah, so Goober can see.
But Goober, turns all of the...
Wait, isn't that the same person as the beginning?
Yep, so it's the same girl.
So the girl's been doing that.
The girl is Goober.
Why was she so... Was she, like, silhouetted in the...
Yes.
Okay.
And certainly, well, or just black.
No, a lot of it you don't see from behind.
From her perspective, right?
Yeah, so you only see Goober... from the front, which is her back. So you don't know that she's Goober.
Goober has greasy, long-haired school
shooter. So you see her behind a lot.
Yeah.
Which is, I think... Okay, which so Rod I will say that... No, I will say this.
Rod went,
I did. I went to see... I, like, needed to borrow some stuff from y'all, so I went into the movie to pick some stuff up from you.
A burger.
And...
Did you give it back?
Why? I called away. I was like, you got a burger on you? And he goes, yeah, let me check my pockets. And you did. And I went to see, you guys were in mid-movie.
What's mid-movie?
It's middle movie.
Okay.
And I was like, is Rod giving me the burger? Because he was looking for something in his pants. Both his hands were in the pants.
Yeah.
Shuffling really hard.
Very balls.
I was like, and then you gave me the burger. I was like, I think Rod's looking for something.
Yeah.
And then I realized you see her behind a lot.
Yeah, a lot. The whole movie.
I realized basically instantly.
And you know what Rod does. As soon as he sees it behind, he looks for his balls.
Yes. I'm looking for them. They're hard to find. Those things are hard to find sometimes. Yeah.
So Goober is controlling her, and she goes, Gabriel, I'm in control now. And Goober goes, no! And she locks Gabriel away in a prison of the mind, and then pushes him back into her skull, and I guess they close her skull back.
Yeah, I guess they get the piece of the skull that fell off.
Yeah, I guess. And wouldn't you notice if your skull cracked open?
Absolutely, I think. Well, she was bleeding the whole time.
She was bleeding for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, her pillow was covered in blood.
So she goes to the doctor and she goes, listen, there's a problem. I need to get this thing out of me. And they go, we actually have a better plan. We're just going to push it back in.
Well, they went... Oh,
Goober's connected to her brain. They can't
Goober off. Okay. But the best part is that the doctor...
She forever has Goober on.
The funniest part of this, to me, just realizing this, I'm good, thanks, Siege.
I'll take it.
Is that at night, when Goober's finished killing somebody, he goes to bed.
There's so many.
He goes back to sleep
because
she has to wake up the next day. So Goober's like, all right, I'm crying. All right, I'm finished. Tired. He takes his big leather trench coat off, hangs it up, and then goes to bed.
Yeah.
Face down. He goes to bed face down.
You don't do that?
That's how I sleep.
That's how I sleep.
The other twist of this
I sleep inside my owner's head.
Remember the woman that Goober kidnapped?
Yeah.
So at one point the detectives are like, we don't know who Goober is. We have no idea. And then that woman who got kidnapped breaks out while this scene is happening. Yeah. She like cuts the ropes and she goes to walk out of the place. She's like trapped in some high up place. She takes a step and she falls through the ceiling of the woman's house, the main woman, who is Goober.
Goober's woman?
Goober. Yeah, Goober is woman.
So,
Goober is woman.
So they're like, hold up, why is this kidnapped person in your attic? And she's like, I don't know. Cannot explain that.
I thought Goober.
And so it turns out. Okay. Goober kidnapped that woman because that woman is Goober and the girl's mom.
Okay, let's go back. She fell through.
She didn't fall through just like a ceiling.
She
fell through a second, like another floor.
Yeah, it's three-story home, and she fell through every single ceiling onto the ground, and then they cut her in the hospital, zero cast, just like in there looking like
She is in a coma.
Yeah. They should. It would have been funny if you looked up in the ceiling and there was just like the perfect form of a human.
That's where they missed.
They
also should have put her in the big body cast. I think
they also should have showed the guy the back of the brain with two eyes and just two buck teeth.
Ring the doorbell.
That's Mitra's dinner. So the other funny part of this is in the movie, that woman, their mom, is like in the hospital in the final scene. And they make the whole last fight scene take place in her hospital room.
So why are they fighting?
I don't know.
It's not like non-style fighting. It's
karate.
Yeah, it's karate.
Goober knows karate. He learned karate when he was in there because he had a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah. Goober, while was asleep, turned on cable and watched a bunch of Jackie Chan movies. Yeah.
And Goober also does have super strength.
Yeah. But watched it behind her.
And Bluetooth technology.
Yeah.
So Goober got into a fight at the end?
The end is nothing but a fight.
Jail scene is going to be like a scene you'll see forever.
He spends about 15 minutes fighting in the jail.
I saw like 2 seconds of the ending scene. He was chopping people's arms off.
Yeah.
With arm blades?
That's insane. This is shit that a kid made up at school lunch.
When does the girl get arm blades?
No, it's not arm blades. It's he does build a weapon.
Yeah, it's a trophy.
What?
It's a medical trophy.
Yeah, he takes the medical trophy and sharpens it.
Yeah, someone got like doctor there and he just took off the parts that made it look exactly like a sword.
Just buy a gun. What is he?
Because he likes karate and medical swords.
I think it's maybe hard to pull the trigger backwards.
Oh. Yeah, Clay.
No, you can do it. You just have to hold the gun upside down.
And I do like this. They're trying to make a new franchise and a new, like, iconic...
Of Goober?
Villain. Oh, yeah. Looking at this we stuff. Have just seen Goober 1 of 14.
Oh, for sure.
So wait, is this James Wan?
All of his movies have hit.
Ooh, he's doing a lot of producing.
He's got over 400 grand in his bank account.
Wait, I bet. He might have, like, 400 grand in his bank account. Yeah.
So... The girl is still okay, right? Miss Goober. Miss Goober. She's fine.
Yeah, despite her head opening and despite, like, over and over again. Maybe on a nightly basis.
Despite
at this
like
point.
Jumping off of a building backwards.
And
at
she
one
fell
point.
Through three stories.
Oh, the mom. She's okay. She's in a coma. But then she wakes up just because they yell at her at the end.
Yeah, like, Goober's yelling at her.
Yeah.
Miss Goober and the
Miss Goober's little sister, I think.
What did you guys think? What did you think ending was going
to
be? Or like,
but then the very end, just before we get to the end,
the smile.
The mom is sitting there. She wakes up and she's seeing Goober, his little face, attached to her other adopted, given up daughter.
Yeah.
And going, what the fucking hell? This is who kidnapped me. Jesus, this is. Crazy. And then another the person's sister, not by blood, but sister who's also blonde. There trapped under a hospital bed, and she's like, this is fucked up. And then Miss Goober traps Goober
under a hospital bed
and pushes her back in back in her skull. And then Miss Goober goes, I'm strong, I can lift this hospital bed off of you. To her little sister.
If Goober could do it,
I can do it. So she does that with not nearly as much ease.
Goober flipped that thing.
Yeah.
Flipped it
and
right
off. And then they hug. And then the mom, it's not really given anything to do. So I think they just told her to just sort of smile. So in the distance of this big wide shot, you can see the mom in the hospital bed just sort of like,
she smiling. Just smiles.
It's hilarious.
As if, those are my daughters.
Those are my girls.
I kind of wish, like, you know when they're, like, wheeling an athlete off?
Yeah.
Just give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah.
She just would give it a little thumbs up.
This little Goober. So the Miss Goober traps Mr. Goober, and you go into their mind or something, and she puts him in jail.
He goes, are we you're at the hospital now?
We're inside of their mind. You're stuck in here forever. And he goes, no. And he goes, you know I will come back. And she goes, and I'll be ready. And it feels very like throwback on purpose.
Yeah.
It's like bad cheesy acting, but it feels like on purpose. It was hilarious.
It was pretty funny. What if it came back out and goes to hang up its trench coat and then go back in? Like, oh, my bad. Just gotta.
I want to know like what happened to the trench coat. I want to know how the Goober got the trench coat.
Did they put on the trench coat on backwards?
Yeah. The her joints get reversed.
So the collar, just a the whole time the popped collar is covering her face.
And it looks like Chris Angel.
But it could have been just a snacky.
It looks like Chris Angel with a seafood allergy.
That's not hip anymore. That was a revolution. Remember that? Yeah. The Snuggie?
Mm-hmm.
Revolution?
It was a revolutionized technology.
Yeah,
it
revolutionized.
It was like stand-up comedy.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, sure. You know you're sad when you eat Cheetos while wearing a Snuggie.
That's actually funny.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Huh.
Shake weight.
Oh, my God.
ShamWow.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about that shake weight. It's very funny.
Oh, it looks like you're jacking off.
Yeah, well.
I gotta get your girlfriend a shake weight so she can jack you off good. She can make you fucking cum.
All right, so Clay, will you ever see this movie?
I feel like I think I heard you guys explain it completely, and I understood each word that you said, and I don't feel like you spoiled the movie at all.
Okay, what do you think? Go using what we've told you about the movie, what is the movie?
Well, the movie starts with this dark man in a trench coat.
With like some scary movie, intense.
Oh, sorry.
Intense.
Sorry.
Oh, and by the way, the score is "Where Is My Mind" by the Pixies.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's like,
I forgot about that part.
It's like
Aphex
slowed down.
Twin.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, no, it's like Aphex Twin style. It's
It's like an electro pop version of it, but more dreary.
And do you get it? Where is my mind?
Exactly.
All right, so I think I found
it. And then it reminds you of the movie Fight Club
with the jazz pop tinge.
And this is a little jazz pop tinge, but this is kind of like a rendition of an old like 80s, like 90s, like indie pop twist to it. Okay, here we go.
And we'll let you know if you need to see the movie based on what you think it's about.
So in the beginning, you'll see a backwards man in a trench coat.
You went too fast.
Yeah, we're at dark. Minute 15 at this point.
Completely dark. And he's going around, walking around the town. What is this guy doing? Interesting. Then a girl's getting domestically abused.
Yeah.
And it shakes up the goober in her brain.
Yeah.
Flashback to... She's watching a Jackie Chan movie, but it's behind her while she's like...
TV's behind her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While she's doing like this.
She's like reading.
Reading or something. And then her mom flies down three stories, falls through a thing. They end up in a hospital, and Goober is there. He's been there the whole time. And sorry, let me restart the song.
I think you're doing it.
Yeah, this is pretty accurate.
He goes, I'm gonna need a gun, but he goes to the gun store to try to do it, but his backwards fingers don't do anything. Mm. He goes, I'm gonna need a doctor trophy. Mm. I'm gonna shave that on the edge of the doctor trophy that you can win for doing best surgery. And
what would that surgery be? Sorry, what was the best surgery that they won for?
Nut removal.
Oh yeah, all right.
You got to remove those nuts.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
so Rod can buy them.
Yes, exactly.
I'm nuts for nuts.
And then she shaved it down to make it sharp, and then we turned on the movie Matrix for about 4 or 5 minutes, and they're like zooming around, mm-hmm. cutting stuff up, and then they go into their brain, and Goober goes, "I'm tired. I'm gonna get out of here."
Yeah.
And not to forget, and the grandma did a dynamite smile at the end.
The mom.
You want to hear my review of it?
Yeah.
There's someone looking for their goober for an hour. What is this, a movie about Rod?
2 hours.
2 hours?
What is this, a movie about Rod?
And for that?
I talked right over the punchline. And then I realized how stupid it was. Yeah.
What do you give it?
I give it 10 out of 10.
How many Barakashas?
5.
Alright, both houses?
15.
15?
Yeah.
Alright, and yeah?
1 million?
Okay. Do you think you'll like it more or less than Come On, Come On?
I think Come On, Come On's going to be a Clay Tatum smash hit.
All right, CJ.
I think I'm going to be jumping up and down in the theater.
He's going to go, Hercules, Hercules.
To just a story about a
if you took a Bombach movie and slowed it down about 50%.
That's what I told Whit. It looked like a goddamn, it looked like Marriage Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know there's going to be like.
What if less stuff happened?
Some scrapbooking?
Photos just on the
let's
screen.
Let's do a Mike Mills treatment, but for
Malignant.
Badashta.
You should work in SNL like 15 years ago.
What are you talking about?
Like that.
I have ideas like that all the time.
What if Wes Anderson directed Wolverine?
And it would be like, I was 4. That's when I. That's when I went back into my sister's head. It was a scrapbook of the saw. They used a circular saw to saw the malignant monster off.
What is that?
Malignant. All
right.
Every time I hear malignant,
it's 10.
Anywho, gang,
10 out of 10.
CJ, if you want to know, I'm going to be first one.
I'll see it with your ass too.
Rod, what do you give it? I said 10 out of 10, 3 Barakashas, 4 Barakashas, and 20 yeah-yeahs.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. It's absolutely, that's 10 yeah-yeahs and 10 Barakashas.
Yeah.
And probably 100 boss sauces.
Yeah.
Hmm. What about you, Siege?
I give it a scream and a dreamer across the board.
Okay.
A what?
Scream and a dreamer.
A scream and a dreamer.
Because I screamed, and then I dreamed.
Were you ever scared?
Yes, Garrett, I ate too much at
BJ's.
At BJ's.
Oh, we went to BJ's before. Dude, that place sucks.
No, it was good.
No, we
Why is it called BJ's?
What did you get?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you got
exactly I got what you got.
That one was pretty standard, but their deep dish pizza is really good, and their pizookies are good. And we sat
outside.
You gotta
get the pizookie.
Is that related to Godzuki?
Bazooki?
Godzuki?
Joe?
Oh.
I don't know. No.
Glendale BJ's, if you are looking
to go out to eat. What does BJ stand for?
And you need a table, BJ's got you covered.
Why is it called BJ's?
They'll be like, it's an hour wait, unless you do want to sit outside, then you actually don't have to wait at all.
Yeah, then you can have the whole
People
restaurant.
Just want that ambiance. Wasn't there a BJ's restaurant in our hometown?
Yeah, there's. It's like a sports bar cheesecake factory.
Why don't y'all go to Islands? It's just right there.
And no one.
CJ wanted.
Glendale?
Yeah.
I just always forget Islands exists.
That's fucked up, dude.
I mean,
you need to be more thoughtful.
The Islands is on the other side of... It's not on brand, so you don't really think about it.
That's true.
All I know is I'm a fan of horror films.
Were you scared at any point?
Okay, what did you think of the Halloween trailer?
Oh, my God. That's the movie I'm...
Too long of a trailer.
It gave away a lot.
The whole movie in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be good.
So this new AMC... It's nice because AMC plays trailers for like 68 minutes.
Dude.
So it's kind of impossible to be late for a movie.
Yeah.
And now we're Stubbs, man. Are you a Stubbs guy?
I got to renew my.
I'm an A-lister.
Yeah, I'm an A-lister.
I'm going to sign up. I'm going to get the.
I've already seen two of the movies.
So I can see three movies every week.
Dude, I can't like.
I've been working.
That's what you call it?
I've been saving basketball JPEGs all week.
Sage, come on. I don't know what the next movie I'm going to see because I got on the damn thing and I'm
Dude,
going through
October
the.
Now you just gotta go. Filled. You know what October is kicking off with? Carnage.
I can imagine Clay lining up for
Carnage. I saw Venom.
Go see Carnage.
Why did they give what?
Clay doesn't seem like an A-list guy. He doesn't like to go to the movies all that much.
Yeah.
But why did they
give... But you only have to go 3 times in a month.
Well, it's only $20 a month. So yeah, that's basically a ticket. So it's like...
Why did they give Woody Harrelson that weird haircut in the...
Well, I think Carnage is like the second Andrew Garfield Spider-Man on purpose. You know? Like where it's like, let's try to make... It. What does it look like? It looks... They're trying to look like the comic book, like pretty...
No, in the comic, he's got, like, crazy, curly, red hair, doesn't he?
Is Venom always San Francisco?
Venom moves to San Francisco when he becomes an anti-hero.
Yeah.
But did you guys all like the first Venom, right?
I had a blast.
Yeah.
I had a blast. It's great.
We saw it in New York.
Oh, yeah. That
and got lots of treats.
A ton of treats.
But, wait, did you see it twice? How did I see it?
I don't know who you saw it with. I didn't see it twice.
But I think it's going to be fun. And so you get that, then you get Bond, and then you get Halloween. And I think there's another one. Maybe you get Come On,
Come
On.
When's that French?
You get that's coming out in October, too.
Yeah.
Dispatch.
French Exit?
French Dispatch. And there's also...
What's that?
Wes Anderson's movie.
Last Duel.
CJ, you are months away from a sneaker Wes Anderson parody.
Yeah. Until Wes Anderson does this.
What if Wes Anderson did Kyrie's?
What about Cop Shop? Gerard Butler?
No.
Looking like a Den of Thieves movie. Oh, yeah, they're filming Den of Thieves, too. I saw O'Shea Jackson Jr. tweet about it.
Why don't you do a Nike Den of Thieves sketch?
I don't think a lot of people like Den of Thieves like that.
But you love Den of
People
Thieves.
Didn't even think To Catch a Predator parody. They thought it was real.
Yeah, so this is now the problem that CJ's had some success with all
your
of
your
his...
fan base is a special batch.
CJ's had some success with all of his shoe sketch comedy. People love it, but they're all dumbasses.
They all are like, what the heck? This is fake. And it's like, yes.
Okay, this is filmed on Warner Brothers lot, dude.
Yeah, and they're like, why is he talking like that? And he's just doing like a comedic voice. Yeah.
I don't believe this for a second. It's like, yeah, dude, that's a person in a wig, man.
I guess you're pretty smart.
Your brother is smart. That's from Smart Guy. Anyway.
I remember that.
Yeah, I ate too much candy again.
CJ, what are you... You know I'm counting calories now.
You've been. You look great.
Thank you so much. I have 600 left for today.
What are you going to do with them?
ice cream sundae at McDonald's, probably.
What's McDonald's?
It's Andy McDonald's restaurant.
And Clay, you still don't believe in COVID, right?
Nah.
Me and Jim.
Jim Brewer.
See, oh my gosh.
I think Jim Brewer is going through something. Like
something's going wrong.
Emotionally.
My man's rotting. Yeah,
that isn't him. That's not the Jim Brewer I know.
That guy, yeah, someone took over his body and has not slept in 8 months. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Just a power nap, dude, for two fucking seconds.
Yeah, it seems like he just needs to take a sleep, stop drinking fucking... What do you think he's drinking? Like red juice? Nothing but juice?
Yeah.
Oh, just like cotton candy rain?
Yeah, yeah, just like...
Oh, yeah. That's good, though.
Oh!
That's healthy for you.
You know what was supposed to come out in October?
Hmm.
Jackass got freaking delayed until February.
They know their fan base currently still don't believe in COVID.
Honestly, I feel like they might think October is too crowded.
It doesn't matter for Jack.
What if Bam is getting better and they're just squeezing Kim in and they're just throwing him around like a rag
doll? Like a remote shoot?
Yeah.
Yikes.
They're not doing that. But here's the thing. My fear of Jackass, like genuine fear, is that they have new cast members. I'm seeing some comedians.
One guy's named Zackass. I don't care. I don't care for that.
There's like some comedians like, I'm in the new Jackass. Because I was wondering when I first saw the trailer, there was like new people in it. And then,
but they look like
they look casted.
Yeah, but they look like they are too happy to be there. Like they won a sweepstakes, and they're just like smiling awkwardly.
Well, that's
camera.
Like the thing is, they're all Jackass super fans.
I don't need to see that.
You're supposed to be friends.
No, I'm scared they're gonna try to do the next generation type thing, and that's how they pass it on.
You think this is a TNG situation?
I'm open to a new version of Jackass, but it needs to be a group of friends. It can't be like a casted. Craigslist cast of like crazy TikTokers.
Is there like a CKY now?
No.
There's not like any...
Well, there's the Paul brothers.
Are there like TikTokers who do shit that?
No, pranking and shit like that became mean. Now it's like... Yeah, you're right. It's like
you had to
alpha.
Be hot. You had to be hot to do it.
It's like alpha Logan Paul shit of like, I'm going to go to the fucking Compton and... pants someone or whatever
like
is.
Bored white kids
yeah
pranking because they have the time to do it, time and resources.
And that's the new Jackass.
New Jackass. I don't know what it's gonna be.
Jackass forever.
I'm gonna be a Jackass.
Jackass forever. I'm excited.
I mean, Steve-O has a great YouTube channel.
Oh my god, his YouTube channel is fantastic.
That's you ever incredible. Watch him?
Yeah, of course, man. Tom Green's on YouTube too.
Oh, he's great.
He's great too.
You know what these fucking new HBO Max movies are?
Nope.
Just YouTube videos.
Which movies?
Like these Malignant, Badashta. Like these movies, you know, when you used to have a straight-to-DVD movie, at least it went to DVD and then you had to go somewhere to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're just uploading it to the internet just like you would to a YouTube video. And I think we should be treating it as such.
Mm. Yeah.
But you know what I like, too, about and why I'm trying to convince myself to like this movie? And I think you'd appreciate it is... The fan art is awesome. People are making Manana and
Manishta.
And they're making like
I don't know
cool
anyone
horror
knows
movie
what
poster
I'm referencing.
For
Malignant.
But anyways, I recommend
if you know what we're referencing, tweet at us Shooby Dooby Flu Flu.
Yeah.
That should
do the trick.
Yeah, that should.
All right, Rod, name a movie.
Name any movie?
Do you remember going to Walmart and just digging your head in the bargain bin DVDs?
I used to do that.
We did it too. We got some good ones.
We would say whatever I pull out, we'd have to watch. And then it would be like Suicide Kings.
We used to do that with Rod too. We would go there and he would pull out the most disgusting porn. I go, that seems planted, dude.
I saw you walking around with that all the whole time.
Oh, Walmart sells this? That's crazy. Yeah,
you have to wash your hand before you put it in.
Freaking crazy. Walmart sells this?
Rod, that's just a loose DVD.
You printed that out.
Dude,
we could see the printer
this is a
lines.
DVD bargain bin. That's a thumb drive.
Well, let's watch it.
Guess we're gonna have to watch it.
I pulled it out of the bin.
I don't make the rules. And you go up to the cashier, you hand them money, and doesn't it scan or anything?
Oh, it's probably $10. I got it for the $10 DVD.
I think it was $5, my man.
Those were the days.
Yeah, should we, during a podcast, upcoming October Halloween Spectacular, we buy a bag of fun-sized candy and we try to eat the whole bag in one episode?
No, like this.
Why?
We're gonna make selfish.
It'll be sickening. We've done that, dude.
You need to get back on.
We did 50 buffalo wings.
I'm really off track. I had 15 chocolate chewy dip bars today.
Well, CJ, what made you stop? You're doing so good.
I'm just trying to feel something, buddy.
Yeah, I feel you. And you gave us some
nice, delicious treats.
Yeah, I heard you.
The treats are good.
All right, everyone, raise your microphones to this guy.
Okay. That's the podcast, Kenny. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a really good time.
And thanks
for
listening, and thanks for being Bowser to us. Get our Patreon, because
I'm so sorry that we spoiled this fucking
movie. Re-listen to this podcast at full volume in front of your parents.
Okay.
Get our Patreon, because we got a Vegas special coming up.
Oh, yeah. We're all going to Vegas. I got some news for you.
What?
I might not drive anymore since you're coming back on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Bye, gang.
Bye.